A WXXI News investigation finds that the local healthcare system is struggling to deal with a shortage in detox beds for people addicted to heroin and opioids. The issue surfaced last month during a contentious meeting of the Monroe County Opioid Task Force. As WXXI News first reported, local leaders expressed confusion over exactly how many beds there are and how many beds are needed. Evan Dawson provides some answers and reports on the impact of telling people with an addiction that they have to wait to get help.
I want to get high, but I want to get clean. I don't want to keep doing this anymore. Like, it's stressful going out every day trying to come up with money to get high. I don't want to keep doing it.
That's Josh, a man from Rochester who has been addicted to heroin for several years. We met him in early February on the day he decided to stop using drugs. It's a critical moment for anyone who is addicted because the withdrawal symptoms can be overwhelming and the urge to get clean can be replaced by a desperation to get high. But Josh says he was told there were no detox beds in Monroe County available. He would have to wait around 2 weeks.
By then, you can either end up dead. Or, like, if you need a detox, you need a detox when you need a detox, not in 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? And by the time you're out of bed, you might change your mind, you know? I don't want to go anymore. I want to keep getting high.
Less than 24 hours after we met him, Josh was already hurting from the withdrawal symptoms.
I used heroin last night around midnight. That was my last use. I haven't used yet today, so I'm going to have to figure out how to get something to get off sick, because I'm dope sick right now.
Dope sick. Those are Josh's words, and providers understand how important it is to get people like him into detox treatment right away. WXXI News found that in all of Monroe County, there are 25 detox beds, even though addiction specialists say the need is at least 4 or 5 times that number. All of the detox beds are offered through Syracuse Behavioral Health on University Avenue. Here's David Attridge, Executive Director of Recovery Now New York.
This is a problem that needs many, many different solutions. But getting people into treatment should be number one. These are lives we need to save. When you get that window of opportunity, it's very small because obviously the disease, the heroin, it's calling you back.
A detox bed is a licensed medical location in which patients have drugs leave their body. Here's what the experts tell us. There are several ways to accomplish detox, and the process can take anywhere from half a day to 4 days. Detoxing at home can be dangerous because patients can experience intense withdrawal symptoms, including vomiting, headaches, diarrhea, and more, and the rate of relapse is high. Here's Patrick Setch, director of Strong Recovery, part of the Addiction Psychiatry Division at Strong Memorial Hospital.
It's an issue because our detox center, it runs with a waiting list. So whenever you have a detox center with a waiting list, that's a major issue. Because when someone is in need of detox, that should be readily available.
Setch did not dispute the estimated wait time of 2 weeks for local opioid patients. Some local providers don't have licensed detox beds, but they can offer outpatient detox services. That's the case at Rochester Regional Health, as well as several others.
Not everyone who's in need of help needs to go to an inpatient detox program. The most important thing is to make assessments more readily available because the person may not need a bed.
Monroe County is one of many places in this country dealing with the shortage in detox beds. In July of 2017, Senator Bernie Sanders traveled to West Virginia to highlight the problems in the American healthcare system. Here's what he said.
At a time when this state, is estimating that it has 150,000 residents with an opioid disorder and only 156 detox beds to serve them. Clearly, the resources available for treatment and prevention today are totally inadequate. And that is true for the nation as well.
There are many more examples. Alaska Public Media reported in 2016 that Anchorage is dealing with the shortage of detox beds for opioid addictions, with 60 people needing a bed on a daily basis and only 14 available there. But Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza cautions against fixating on any single issue in the fight against opioids, including detox beds.
There's definitely a bed shortage. There's a shortage in virtually every component of addiction management. So that's the issue. And the question is, where is the bottleneck? Because if we add more detox beds, but we don't address the next step, well, then we've not done anything. We've only made the wait longer for whatever the next step might be.
New York State's Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services, known as OASIS, is central to funding and planning for opioid detox. OASIS declined to be interviewed about this situation. In October, OASIS announced $10 million in available funding to establish 75 new detox beds in underserved communities in New York State. Again, here's David Attridge.
If all we can get is 75 right now, let's take the 75. Really, we just need to come together and just demand these beds, no matter what we have to do.
OASIS has not yet announced where the funding and the new detox beds will go. Here's Patrick Setch again from Strong Recovery on establishing more beds.
It's something that could happen as quickly as within 6 months or take a couple of years. It all depends on the level of support for it.
WXXI News asked Commissioner Mendoza if adding more detox beds would make a clear difference right away.
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. I mean, certainly more wouldn't hurt. I'm trying to understand from the emergency departments, you know, what do you need to help the people that you see who come in for a non-fatal overdose or other opioid-related complications? And what I'm hearing from them isn't that we need more detox beds. I'm hearing from them that they want a bridge to services that can get people started on the path.
Josh's path to treatment took him far from home. When we last heard from Josh, he had finally found a detox bed in Buffalo.
It's always that one more, you know? I'm sick of the chase. I don't want one more anymore. I just want it to be over with.
Evan Dawson, WXXI News.